thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you. We open the musical part of our service today with the song, I Will Praise Him, Hallelujah. Psalmist said, let everything that hath life and breath praise the Lord. The psalmist also said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is to be praised. We can never thank the Lord enough for all of his rich blessings to us. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for your love, your mercy, your goodness, and your grace. We're thankful for the gift of your dear Son and for the gift of salvation through him. And we're thankful for our precious congregation today. And we're trusting the Holy Spirit will take our broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to everyone. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Since I started for the sweet. bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Yes, the longer I serve Him, the sweeter.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Biblical Worship, and our text of Scripture, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. We want to look at the wise men who came to worship Jesus. It is thought that these men, however many they were astrologers, since they recognized his star. How they knew what it meant, we are not told. But we read in Numbers chapter 24 and verse 17, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It is possible that the men came from the area that the children of Israel were taken when they were carried away into captivity by the Assyrians, and they learned some things from them. If they did come from that part of the world, they traveled as much as 800 to 1,000 miles to get there. Their worship was intentional. They came to Jerusalem asking, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have come to worship him. That is a long ways to travel to worship. And so this worship was indeed intentional. And we should come to the service for the purpose of worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, not to visit, not to look at pictures, not to talk to someone sitting next to us while the service is going on, but come to worship. The New Testament worship was characterized by a joy and thanksgiving because of God's gracious redemption in Christ. This early Christian worship focused on God's saving work in Jesus Christ. True worship was that which occurred under the inspiration of God's Spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24, and those are the words of Jesus. This worship was volitional. It was an act of their will. No one forced them to leave their homes and travel all that distance, possibly for a month and a half or 2 months. No one can force you to worship God. No one can make you worship God. Such supposed worship would not be acceptable to God. Years ago, I read about a superior that was over a number of nuns, making them kneel and pray for hours as punishment for some infraction. True worship comes from the heart. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord, Psalm 122:1. Their worship was personal. They did not look for someone else to worship for them. We are come to worship Him. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. And let me say here, the star that they saw in the east did not guide them all the way. If it had, it would not have led them to Jerusalem. It would have led them to Bethlehem. And the wise men did not come to the stable where Jesus had been born, but according to the scripture that I just read, they came to the house, not where the baby was, but where the young child was. Their worship was confrontal. Herod was troubled and doubtless displeased at the idea of a king being born, and these men coming to worship him trouble him indeed. And he said to them, if whenever you find him, you come and let me know so that I can go worship to him also, which was, of course, a lie. There are people today who are displeased with true saints who seek to worship the Lord in a proper way. Believe it or not, there are people today who are displeased with saints of God worshiping God in spirit and in truth. They would confine us to a building, and Satan hates those who really worship God in spirit and in truth. And if we're going to worship God, if we're going to serve God, then we must do it everywhere. I'm not saying we've got to be praising God audibly everywhere we go, on the job and so on and so forth. But if we're going to be a child of God, we're going to live a life of worship to God 7 days a week. And I say Satan hates those who really and truly worship God. You can worship in a false way and he'll help you, but not when it comes to worshiping in spirit and in truth. Now, their worship was emotional. When the wise men departed from Jerusalem and started on their way to Bethlehem, the scripture says, lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. So they saw the star in the east. They knew what it meant, but they did not see the star until they left Jerusalem and headed down to Bethlehem. And when they saw that star again, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Why? Because worshiping God is indeed emotional. I'm not talking about getting up and acting unseemingly or carrying on in an improper way. Paul said, let all things be done decently and in order. But, beloved, if you're going to worship in spirit and in truth, and God's going to be in your midst, there's going to be emotions there. And the Lord did say, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. So to have God to come down and meet with us in our services, it does indeed create emotion. I will sing hallelujah, for there's joy in the Lord, and he fills my heart with rapture as I rest on his word. I will trust in his promise. I will shout, I am free. In my blessed loving Savior, I have sweet victory. That's part of a song that we have in our hymn book here. When the younger son returned home, speaking of the prodigal son, or as we call him, when the younger son returned home, the father ran to meet him and fell on his neck and kissed him. Now that was a type of a young person or a child going out into a life of sin forsaking the Lord, and then he awakens. He comes to himself, even as the prodigal son did. He came to himself, and he said, I'm going to arise, and I'm going to go home. Even my father's servants have it better than I do. There he was, feeding the pigs, a Hebrew, feeding the pigs and looking at what he was feeding them, and he was so hungry he thought, well, maybe he could eat some of that. But whenever he came to himself and arose and returned home, the father saw him afar off, and he ran at him to meet him, and he fell on his neck and kissed him. Now that's a type of a sinner coming to God and in repentance. And even the angels rejoice, as well as the saints of God, whenever a sinner forsakes his sinful ways and comes to the Lord and is redeemed, is truly saved. Yes, the angels in heaven rejoice, and the saints of God rejoice, and I'm sure the one who is truly converted also rejoices. So there is emotion in living for God, in worshiping God, in serving God. When the Spirit moves in a special way, some weep, some rejoice, and some praise the Lord audibly, because there is emotion in true worship. Now this worship, or their worship, was effectual. Father seeketh such to worship him as will worship him in spirit and in truth. So Jesus told the woman at the well there in Samaria, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. That's Psalm 100, verses 1 and 2. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalm 37 and 4. Now their worship was relational. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. 1 John 3:1. Yes, whenever you get a true experience of salvation, there is a relationship there that is established between your soul and the Savior. So their worship was relational, and they came to worship the Lord. And there was that child there, and they bowed before him, and they gave him their gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. To be a child of God means you have a personal relationship with him, and your worship is directed to him, not to some idol, not a mere form. Only those who know God can worship him in spirit and in truth. Now let me repeat that. Only those who really and truly know God can worship in spirit and in truth. Whenever the children of Israel were led out of Egyptian bondage by the great man Moses, and God called him up on the mount, and he was up there for 40 days, and the people of the children of Israel were left down below, and they didn't know where or what had happened to this Moses. And you know what they did? They persuaded Aaron, and Aaron had them to pull off their gold and their silver, and they melted it down and made a golden calf, and they began to worship it, and said, this be the God that brought us out of the land of Egypt. Can you imagine such a thing? When Moses was told to get down off of the mountain, when he came in sight of what was going on there, and they were not worshiping in spirit and in truth by any means. It was a vain worship, and they were doing things that were ungodly. And it angered Moses. Oh yes, Moses was a meek man, but that angered Moses so much that he threw those two tables of stone that had the 10 commandments on them and broke them. And that's why he had to go back up on the mountain and get another set of them. So the worship must be true worship, and it must come from the heart. Otherwise, it will not be acceptable of God. We read in the book of Genesis about Cain and Abel. and they came to worship the Lord. And Cain brought his offering, and it was not accepted. Abel brought his, and it was accepted. And that's one reason why Cain rose up and killed his brother, because his offering was accepted, and Abel's offering was accepted, and his was not. And it was not because it was not a blood offering, as some people say. It was because sin lieth at the door. And again, you have to be a child of God. Yes, you have to be a child of God to be able to worship in spirit and in truth. And Abel was doing his utmost to please God, and Cain was not. So Abel's offering was accepted, and Cain's was not. Now, their worship, and I'm still speaking about the wise men who came so far to worship Jesus, the newborn king. Their worship was sacrificial. It cost them a good bit in time to travel so far. And it also cost them their treasure. I don't know how many servants they may have brought along with them. I don't know just how long, as I said earlier, may have been 6 weeks or maybe 2 months that they were on the road traveling, depending on how fast they traveled each day. But it really cost them to leave their hometown or community and start all that journey, 8 to 1,000 miles, to come to worship the Christ child. And so their worship was sacrificial. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. So Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians 9 and 6. Our worship should be sacrificial as well, and our giving to the cause of Christ should be liberal. We can never give as much as what God has given us. Our very life is given to us by God. He gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things. It is in him that we live and move and have our being. Our food is given to us by God. Yes, God's the one that sends the rain and the sunshine and causes the crops to grow. So even our very food is given to us by God. The psalmist said in the 103rd Psalm, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, and who renews thy strength like the eagles." No wonder we should praise the Lord, for it is God that has given us life and all the blessings of life. Now, there are a number of lessons that we can learn from the wise men that came so far to worship the Lord. As someone has said, wise men still seek the Lord today. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with this precious congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit has accompanied our service and make it a blessing to those who have been with us and have heard the message of truth. So, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. If our broadcast services are a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Now, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and we have a number of back issues there in our archives that you can look at and read. Also, we have a number of our broadcasts there in our archives. If you missed one or would like to hear one over, you may do so. Also, you can join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, Way of Truth Broadcast, the wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide upon each and every one of you is our sincere prayer.
Once again we come to the house.